Hey, good evening, everyone. My name is Sierra Taylor, and this is the Miserable Wives Podcast. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. We got Tanisha on the line tonight, and we got my friend D. Hey, D, how you been doing?
Hey, C, I'm good.
So I just want to start out by saying happy Thanksgiving. I hope you guys enjoyed your Thanksgiving. If you did spend it with your family. So what's been going on? What's your updates, T, before we get into this week's topic?
Well, I mean, it's not much an update. You know, I'm enjoying this stay-at-home lifestyle. It's boring. For one, you know, got the baby and stuff like that, so that's been taking up my time. I start school in a month, so that's my update. I've just been chilling, just taking a break from the craziness in the world.
I don't blame you. So what's been going on your way, D?
Girl, nothing. Same old. Thanksgiving for me was bittersweet. I mean, I was home, of course, alone, not with family this year for the first time, but everything was good. I cooked a little bit. It was fine. Congrats, Tanisha, on the baby.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, let's get into it. So this week's topic was a request from someone, and they requested... No, seriously, it was a request. It was a request from one of my other friends. And the topic was love languages. So I'm going to give my take, and I'm going to let you guys give your takes. And we can kind of ping pong off of each other until our time is up. And publish this thing. So I'll go first. My take on love languages is that it is so complex that, for one... we know that this is going to be like a series of podcasts, but to generalize it in scope, it is so important to know the primary love language of the person that you are with, and same thing vice versa. I think a lot of us, when it comes to love languages, we try to love other people in our love language instead of
theirs.
Yeah, figuring out what theirs is. Is that the baby?
I'm sorry.
The baby want to join the conversation too.
This is real life, okay?
Yeah.
You have kids,
sure.
You have no privacy. You have no time to yourself. But I'm sorry.
Listen, I get it. No worries.
All good.
Yeah, but... I mean, it's the Miserable Wives podcast. What do you expect? Yes! But yeah, I feel what I was saying was a lot of people end up trying to love, you know, give their significant other the love that they like instead of figuring out like, okay, what is this individual's love language? And that's how I can show love to them. Other than knowing your love language and showing them your love language, that's ineffective completely.
Right.
So that's my take on it.
I agree with you. I think most people mistake it and love their partner in their own love language. And I really feel like the only way to figure it out without telling a person like what your love language is, the only way to figure it out is like, say if my partner is always complaining about something that I don't do. You know, like, even if it's different things, if what they complain about the most, I feel like that's how you figure out what their love language is. And that's how you figure out how to love them. Like, if my partner love language was, what is like physical touch, right? And I'm not an affectionate person. So if they feel like, damn, like, you don't never do this and you don't never like touch me, or when we sleep, you always on that side of the bed, I'm on this side of the bed. You know, that's how you can kind of figure out what your person's love language is by listening to what they complain about you not doing, you know?
That sounds about right.
So my take with love languages is the better you, the more that you try to get to understand your partner's love language, it really makes the relationship a whole lot easier.
Yes.
If you, for instance, like, and even with saying that, your partner's love language changes seasonal, and whatever they're going through in life as well, you know. So just because, like, my partner, he likes acts of service, but the physical touch, that's his thing. But, you know, that could change, like, during his holiday season and all this other good stuff. It could be acts of service, or it could be gifts or whatnot. But his primary or top one is, you know, the physical touch or whatever. But it just makes the relationship a lot easier, because just like you said, Dee, it wouldn't be a sense of complaining. You know, it'll be more of a, it wouldn't be much problems. It'll be, you know, other issues. But I think understanding your partner's love language is, like, top priority. It's the best way to connect with them.
Sorry about that, but I think Dee got kicked off. But we're gonna keep it rolling, T.
Okay, but yeah, it's a good thing when you understand your partner's love language. It just makes things easier for both of y'all, regardless of what it is. And then it also, once again, when it comes to, like, an argument or something like that, that also plays into it too. That way, you know, hey, maybe we need to walk away from the conversation and come back. But as that person love language being physical touch, it could be like, hey, let's, you know, we having a disagreement. You might need a hug. This hug can make you feel better. Or maybe, you know, with acts of service, hey, we just had a disagreement. Let me rub your feet, or let me just go ahead and clean up the kitchen or something like that to alleviate any more issues or whatever. But definitely understanding your partner's love language, just it just makes the relationship a whole lot better.
Yeah. Hey, I'm back. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. All right. I got kicked off for a minute. But yeah, I totally agree. I mean, I do feel like with love languages, because some people say, like, you know, they think all of the love languages are theirs, but I kind of feel like one will trump them, all of them, you know, like one will stick out the most. So
it is, because they have the test that you can take to find out the percentages, and that's how you find out what your primary one is, if you're not aware of what it is, for sure.
Yeah, because most guys probably don't even know what, like, the love languages are. So
they don't.
I had a conversation with someone, and I asked them, like, you know, what do you think your love language is? And I had to explain to them, like, which each love language was. And they kind of thought about it, then came back to me, like, at a later date about what they thought theirs was. But then once I started observing, I'm like, I don't really think that's your love language, because you're acting a certain type of way, and I don't really, you know, see that. Like, you're complaining about things I don't do, and that's not what you told me your love language is. But, and that's why I feel like you can't really tell your partner, or, like, the person that you're with, your spouse or whoever, what your love language is. They have to figure that out. Because if I tell you what my love language is, and then you start doing those things, like, if I say my love language is acts of service, and you start doing certain things to me, that's like, are you doing that because you want to do that, or because you know that that's what I want, you know?
So, or because I told you.
Yeah. So you just have to figure that person out.
Yeah, it's a thin line between it's a very thin line between learning who you are with and who you are dealing with, and telling them who you are, basically kind of forcing who you are on them. Because it gives it, when you can tell them your love language, or you can tell them the things that you like or don't like, or, you know, things that trigger your happiness or sadness, that puts you in a category of possibly being able to be finessed.
Right.
Or, you know, the person just, you know, like, you know, they're using what you tell them to get by, other than, you know, rather than them learning you as they should be doing. That's the flip side to doing that. And that's why I definitely wouldn't recommend telling someone what your love language is. I mean, it happens. especially if someone you're with asks you and they're aware of them, you're aware of them, then it's like, okay. And I mean, they'll, if they, they know about it, they'll be able to see it for sure. Right. So
yeah.
But just in case, you know, some of the listeners are not familiar with the love languages, it's words of affirmation is one, acts of service is another, physical touch is another, gift giving is the other, and quality time.
Yep.
And I think my primary one is for sure quality time.
Yeah.
What about you, Dee?
I would say mine is acts of service for sure. Like, for sure, acts of service. It could be the smallest thing. Like, I feel like if I'm not, I don't know. I can't really explain it, but
yeah.
Somebody doing like the smallest thing for me without me having to ask, I appreciate that so, so much.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, and it's like the smallest things. It's not like gift giving. Like, it doesn't have to be nothing extravagant, or it doesn't have, it doesn't even necessarily have to involve money. But you just, if you're, say if you're over my house and the trash is full, you just, without me having to ask, you just take the trash out. To me, that's like, damn, like, he noticed that my trash is full. So it's like, that would kind of turn me on. That turns me on so much. Like, the small things without me having to ask. You know, you just thought about me for a second. You know, even if that's second nature to you, like, even if you thought nothing of taking the trash out, like, you always take the trash out. So that's nothing to me. But to me, that's like, damn, like, okay.
Yeah.
You know?
You know what? I think people don't realize, because even though my number one is quality time, I like gift giving. And I like acts of service too, but gift giving is like, it's top tier for me, because I feel like I give so much. I'm such a selfless person. And I rarely put myself first. So when somebody else does it and they like surprisingly give me something, I'm like, wow.
Yeah. No, I get it. For sure.
The pettiest gifts, I promise you. I'd be like, wow.
And that's how you can also tell what someone's love language is, by the way they are. Like, by the way, it's not necessarily loving your partner in your love language, but by the way your person or your partner acts toward you, like the things that they do for you, you can tell that that's what they want in return. Because most people are. Like, it's kind of hard to not love a person how you want to be loved, because of course you kind of want yourself in people. Like, you was like, why I can't get me a me, you know what I mean? Like, why I want me a me. It's like, so it's kind of hard to not love your person in your love language, but that's how you can tell what your partner's love language is, by the way they love you. So like you said, see, like, you gift giving, like, you like to do it big, you like, you know, to make your person happy, and that's also what you want in return. But on the flip side, that's kind of like, you kind of get not taken advantage of, but not since your partner knows that's what you do on a regular, like, you, they expect a big gift from you because you always gift giving, like, that's what you do. They kind of look at it, it's not like, not appreciated, because it's appreciated, but it's not like, you know, looked at it in that way, like, oh, I should be doing the same thing for them. They just look at it like, that's the type of person you are.
Yeah, for sure.
I always say I want a me, because I like, you know, that's honestly between me and Sierra, we have that gift giving thing down. Like, we both, that is both our love languages, and it works within our friendship. Like, we give each other top notch gifts. Like, I really be thinking, like, what I'm gonna give her. Like, that's how, like, literally, I'm thinking next year, like, okay, I know what I gave her this year. I gotta top what I did this year for last year. But that's just something that we have. And I've realized, you know, not only is understanding love languages good in relationships, it's good for friendships and with family as well.
Absolutely. Yep.
Because I know I can't gift give like that to everybody else, because then when they come with a $25 gift card, I'm looking at them like they crazy.
Right.
So, no. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, I have to pay attention to their love languages for everybody, you know. And it's honestly, it is a stressful thing because you want to just love on everybody how you want to be loved on. That's not, it can't happen like that. You will be drained. You will be drained. You will be broke and you will be disappointed.
And then the on a like the person might not even be that type of person that wants those, you know, wants you to go all out for them. Like, it's like, I'm that type of person. Like, for Christmas, everybody is stretched thin for Christmas, especially if you got kids, right? So for me, with my friends, I don't expect, like, when they, if they ask me what I want, I tell them, just give me a Starbucks gift card, girl. Get me a Home Goods gift card. Like, it'd be the smallest things, but those things I appreciate so much because I feel like I'm looking out for everybody else. Like, I know y'all stretched thin Christmas time, but for birthdays, no, birthdays, come on out. Like, your birthday, your birthday is, you know, your that's day. Your individual day. So that's when I do expect, like, even for my friends, like, for birthdays, yes, I will go all out for you because that's your day. I don't have to spend money on nobody else. But, like, Christmas, everybody
will stand around these
parties.
We don't even give gifts for Christmas, do we,
Sadisha?
We don't.
It's because it's mostly about the birthdays, you know. Now that I got two babies, I'm like, okay, I'm more worried about their, you know, for them. But my birthday is me. That is the one day where I want it to be all about me, especially when my oldest birthday, my oldest son, his birthday was right after mine. So I'm like, let me just have my time, one day, my moment, my one day, because I'm a mama forever. You know what I'm saying? It's not about me anymore. It's about them. People, even people calling me, they're like, hey, how you doing? I'm like, oh, I'm good. Okay, how the kids? Like, okay. So that's my one thing. Let it be about me. That is my big love language. Like, the gift giving and definitely acts of service. Like, please, you do something without me having to ask you. Baby, listen.
Listen, I'm, that's I'm, top tier for me.
Okay, listen. That just, it warms my heart because a lot of the times we hate to ask. That's what it really boils down to. I don't want to have to ask.
Right.
So by you doing it on your own, you must love me. You gotta love me. Or you know you I need a break, like, or something. Like,
you thought about me? Like, I was at the top of your mind? Like, that's how I look at it. Like,
but, you know, some people that's been in, like, long-term relationships, they've been with their partner for forever. They're used to, like, getting the extra service, you know? So, that wouldn't be their love language because they're so used to getting that. But then talking to someone who's not used to it, that's what they want. They, like, you know, that's what they lack. They want that in that with their partner in their relationship because they not used to that. So love language, everybody got different love languages. To me, I really don't understand, and y'all might can help me out. I really don't understand the words of affirmation one, because to me, I look at it like somebody can say anything to you and you just head over heels. Like, 2 months in,
but you know what? Like,
girl, I love you and I want to be with you. And you just ready to take your panties off. Like, that's how I look at it.
I think it's like, you know how you hear some dudes, they really want you to call them daddy. Like, I think it's like one of those things. Like, it's like, call me big daddy. But that's how some people
or
are.
Just
like,
somebody
they want to hear, I'm you beautiful.
That
you
they're good enough. You. They're worthy.
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to. Like, because they didn't hear that. So they constantly want to hear. That one right there is is deeper rooted.
Sure.
Out of all of them, that is the most deeper rooted of love language.
I get that, but it's like, how can you? I just be needing a little action behind the words, you know, like
that part.
Tell me I'm beautiful. Tell me, but I just be needing the action behind it. You can't just tell me something and act a total separate way. Like, you can't just tell me you love me and then, but your actions not showing that you care about me, my well being, my health, my mental state, but you telling me, like, every night or every morning, like, good morning, beautiful.
See,
I love
now
you.
That's I don't want to say that's manipulation, because you are using words to manipulate them without bringing action. But baby, that's a whole nother subject list. Hey, that's past love language at this point.
I'm gonna tell y'all now. We're coming up close to our time. We are definitely going to finish this love language talk It won't be next week. It'll have to be maybe tomorrow and then Saturday. So we're going to be dropping some more episodes this week because I don't want to stretch it out over a month to finish the love languages. So thank you everybody for tuning in tonight. We will be back with you guys tomorrow. I will give you guys a call. And this is the Miserable Wives Club podcast. Definitely drop your IG names. And I mean, I don't know what other socials y'all want people to follow you on, but definitely drop your IG names.
Hey, y'all. I'm D. Y'all can follow me at Miss Dierra. That's MS.DEARA. Miss Dierra.
Hey, everybody. It's T. You can follow me on Instagram _Lotus_T. Again, that is _Lotus LOTUS_T.
And y'all know y'all can follow me at The Side Hustle Chef on IG. Good night, everyone.
Good night.